ओम भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Canto 1, Chapter 7, Son of Jonah Punished. Text number
12.
19 and 12. As divine grace, as he walked through the Adha Shama Shri Prabhupada. Suri Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Shonaka. Now I shall begin the Charitamrita narration of Lord Sri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities, and deliverance of the king of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu. Swayam upakara maya radati saparanti kam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavani Jananda Shri Adaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is our movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And what's the best way to become Krishna conscious is to hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, to remember Krishna, to sing Krishna. So in this way, we'll become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, there's gramakata, means activity or topics which don't relate to the Lord. They have a little water. the world is full of such topics. You can go on the internet and click in the Googly, what's it called?
Googly.
And there's unlimited topics, unlimited descriptions of the whole material atmosphere. And that's only a small portion. thank you. I don't know if this is going to work. My voice is going. Maybe Mr. John have to speak. I'll just try it. Therefore, as Prabhupada is mentioning, Lord Chaitanya recommended Srimad Bhagavatam. He especially recommended it. The one Brahmin devotee came, it was Pradyumna Mishra, and asked, how can one become a devotee? And Lord Chaitanya answered by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. That's how we become devotees. We were just discussing this the other day, Krishnanam and I, when we first joined the temple, then when we started coming in the morning for Bhagavatam, then we saw that anybody who was coming at that time practically became a devotee. It was like, we were preaching at the university, we had a little house near there. Anybody who took the trouble to get up and come to the temple 7 o'clock in the morning to Guru Puja and class, then just by sitting at that auspicious time, hearing the Bhagavatam, they became devotees. I mean, it's such a logical, consistent philosophy. The shouting is so nice. The chanting is so nice. But the problem is we won't lend our ear to it. Or if we do, we take it as some kind of entertainment. We don't take it really seriously. This is the problem. When we only meet once a week in the night. There's so many other things that come into our mind and into our heart in the course of the day that we can't remain Krishna conscious. It's practically impossible. Therefore, we stress, Prabhupada stressed on this morning time for hearing and chanting. Because then Krishna will reciprocate more. Because he sees, this person is really eager to hear about me. We're giving the example of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta noticed that this boy is eager to hear. I said, that was my qualification. I was eager to hear this Krishna Katha from the lips of the pure devotee. Therefore, now I become eager to broadcast. If we hear nicely, we assimilate it, we put it into our life practically, then we can have potency to tell others. And there'll be some result. What is that result? That their hearts will change. we can be empowered like that to change people's hearts. But in order to do that, we have to be exemplary in our own conduct, in our own behavior. otherwise, how can we sell something if we haven't bought it? How can we give something to somebody if we are not convinced about it ourselves? So that's the sign of conviction. And we're ready to get up every morning and hear this Krishna Katha. Have a new kirtan, sit down and discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the method that Lord Chaitanya recommended. Srila Prabhupada recommended, obviously. Otherwise, why did he spend so much time translating the Srimad Bhagavatam? Why, when he came to America, he was carrying the Srimad Bhagavatam in his chest of his belongings and trying to sell them? Why was he devoting so much time to translating and distributing and publishing in so many different languages? Because he knew this is the method. We have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And then our hearts will change. Then we'll be convinced, yes. Let me go deeper into this into this process. And what is the process? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And we can see practically, if we don't know why we're chanting, we won't remain chanting, just like we have practical experience. In the Dui Maharaj's tour, so many people come and they chant very enthusiastically, but then they go away the next day, they completely forget about it. They don't take up the chanting process as regular. Why is that? Because in their intellect, they're not convinced. So you have to be convinced of the central importance of this Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. Then if we're really convinced in our mind and in our intelligence, then we'll mold our life in such a way that we do have association. We do have devotee association and we regularly hear this subject matter. Otherwise, this world is too powerful. Like when Prabhupada was in London, one lady said, "Oh, Prabhupada, you want to save the whole world?" I said, "Yes, but this is Maya's kingdom." So it's not an easy thing. So Prabhupada's desire is to save the whole world, but because everyone is so much overcome by Maya, it's not an easy task. But we'll see that if we take the process nicely, present it nicely, then sincere people will come to appreciate. this is a fact. So what is the problem? Prabhupada used to say, what is the problem? There's no problem. The only problem is we're not taking it ourselves. Another time we were in Japan, Prabhupada came, and we couldn't have loud kirtan because their house was very thin, not like this brick. And next door there was a house just this far away. Every time they had kirtan, they would complain. Even if we burn incense, they get smelly incense. So Prabhupada said, that's okay. You can maintain yourself just by your japa. Of course, kirtan, we emphasize kirtan. We used to go on Harinam and so on. But my point is that this holy name is so powerful that any way we chant it, if we chant it with devotion, we can maintain. We can maintain means that we'll be making progress. We'll appreciate it more. Krishna consciousness movement and the gift that's been given to us and Srila Prabhupada's mercy on us. And by that appreciation, then we'll gradually give up all our unwanted things. And then we become steady. So this is what we're aiming for. We want to become free from all offenses in the chanting. We want to be free from anarthas, things that disturb us, things that, you can say, trouble our mind. Therefore, it's recommended that we should hear the pastimes of the Lord so we can keep them in our mind. The mind is looking for some subject matter. So either for preaching, we can be thinking how we're going to expand the preaching and remember the pastimes of the Lord. If we're doing that, even while we're chanting our japa, sometimes we can't stop the mind from going. Prabhupada said, just hear. But it's not so easy just to hear the mantra. My mind has a tendency to go on and on about so many things. So try to bring it to this point of Krishna's service. If you can just hear, that's nice. Now then you don't... Krishna's there. Krishna will be dancing on your tongue. This is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He's made it easy, available for us. But if your mind is so strong, then at least remember the pastimes of the Lord or remember something in relationship to the Lord, not just something material. I was reading a nice pastime last night. Balabhadracharya was taking Lord Chaitanya to his house, and it was in across the river, the Yamuna. So Lord Chaitanya started going across with the devotees, and suddenly Lord Chaitanya jumped up and jumped in the water, and everybody was completely shocked. You know, they were fearful, and somehow they got him back on the boat. When they got him back on the boat, he was in such ecstasy that he started dancing on the boat. It was just a small boat, and he was so heavy, and the boat started taking on water. And everybody thought, oh, it's going to sink. The whole boat's going to sink in a minute. And Lord Chaitanya just dancing. Completely oblivious to external circumstances. And somehow they managed to get him there, and then he brought him and changed his clothing and brought Lord Chaitanya in and had all his family members fall on his feet and so on. And then he met a nice devotee there, and they had Krishna Katha exchange. Lord Chaitanya was asking him so many nice things about, I forget his name, Raju? But he was a very advanced devotee talking about Radha Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya was asking, what is the highest conception? Something like you talked about Ramananda Roy. Should we read that? It's on my desk, on the left side of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is how Lord Chaitanya was showing us by his example to always keep ourselves immersed in Krishna Katha. And even if we're doing business or something, that should also be, we should be careful just to make sure that whatever money we use, we don't become extravagant. We keep for preaching. As soon as we start thinking that we can enjoy here in this material world, then we're in trouble. I'll just read this, a very short passage. Yeah, his name was Raghupati Upadhyaya. At that time, Raghupati Upadhyaya of Tiruhiti district arrived. He was a very learned scholar, a great devotee, and a respectable gentleman. Raghupati Upadhyaya first offered his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord gave him his blessing, saying, "Always stay in Krishna consciousness." Raghupati Upadhyaya was very pleased to hear the Lord's blessing. The Lord then asked him to describe Krishna. When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested to describe Krishna, he began to write some verses he had personally composed about Krishna's pastimes. Hearing these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyaya recited, "Those who are afraid of material existence worship Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollaries of Vedic literatures, and others worship the Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing." When Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested by the Lord to recite more, he immediately offered his respects to the Lord and granted his request. He then spoke, "To whom can I speak who will believe me when I say that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is hunting the gopis in the bushes by the bank of the river Yamuna? In this way, the Lord demonstrates his pastimes." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raghupati Upadhyaya to continue speaking about the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Thus the Lord was absorbed in ecstatic love and his mind and body slackened. But what? Our minds and bodies are always engaged in material activities. When they are activated on the spiritual platform, they slacken on the material platform. We saw Prabhupada going to that kind of trance where he slackened all his material consciousness. When Raghupati Upadhyaya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ecstatic symptoms, he decided the Lord was not a human being, but Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, "According to your decision, who is the foremost being?" Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, "Lord Shyamsunda is the supreme form." Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Of all Krishna's abodes, which do you think is the best?" Raghupati Upadhyaya said, "Mathura Dham is certainly the best." Well, then there's a purport. I think I'll just give you the verse. Then Sri Chaitanya asked, "Of the three ages of Krishna, known as childhood, boyhood, and fresh youth, which do you consider the best?" Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, "Fresh youth is the best age." Then Lord Chaitanya asked, "Among all the mellows, what do you consider best?" Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, "The mellow of conjugal love is supermost." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have certainly given first-class conclusions." After this, he began to recite the full verse in faltering voice. You want to read it? I'm losing my voice. Not faltering, just phlegm.
No. Your static voice. "The form of Shyamasundara is the supreme form. The city of Mathura is the supreme abode. Lord Krishna's fresh youth should always be meditated upon. And the mellow of conjugal love is the supreme mellow. This verse is found in the Pajavali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Raghupati Upadhyaya in ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyaya also was overwhelmed by love, and he began to dance. Vallabha Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghupati Upadhyaya dance. He even brought forward his two sons and made them fall down at the Lord's lotus feet. The two sons of Vallabhacharya were Gopinath and Vitaleshwar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Prayag in the year 1434 or 1435, Vitaleshwar was not yet born. In this regard, one should see much of it.
So here, Prabhupada is noting that there's a contradiction, but he doesn't dwell on it.
Right.
You know, that's what we can expect. There's going to be some things that aren't exactly clear. In other words, he said he brought back those two sons, but one son wasn't even born. How could he bring forth those two sons? My point is that there will be things that we can't understand in the Vedic literature. Therefore, we need a guru, and Prabhupada is kindly, you know, taking that position now, that don't concern yourself with these kind of details. There may be some discrepancy according to your material calculation, but don't, you know, just go on and keep reading, and everything will become clear to you. Otherwise, if you become a mundane wrangler and start, wait, the Bhagavatam is wrong here, this can't be right, this and that, then you lose the spirit. See, that's what Prabhupada is saying here. There's a contradiction, Prabhupada's bringing it
up. Well, actually, it says that in the year 1434...
That's when Lord Chaitanya visited Prague. That's right. He's going. He's at Prague
right
now.
This is where he's in Prague? But
yeah, he's going to Prague, and he's going
to... Did he only go to Prague once? I don't think so. Didn't he go more than once?
But this was the first time he went to start speaking to Lord Chaitanya, to Rupa Goswami. So now you're getting into it. Your mind won't just go on.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's go on then.
By hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all the villagers went to see him. Simply by seeing him, they all became devoted.